With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hurricane Melissa blasting southwestern Jamaica, causing heavy flooding and wind damage. Maximum sustained winds at times 185 miles per hour, and still unconfirmed reports of possible fatalities. APEC talks underway in South Korea, and President Trump addressing the delegates and world leaders.
The business leaders here at APEC are really fantastic. So many friends, and I want to thank our host at this important summit, President Lee of South Korea. He's a terrific person, and I'm going to be meeting with him this afternoon, and I look forward to that very much.
And coming up Thursday in South Korea, the president will be holding talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The Pentagon announcing a deadly attack on suspected, drug runners in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military carried out three strikes against boats accused of carrying drugs, killing 14 and leaving one survivor. A Pentagon official said the strikes were conducted off the coast of Colombia in a continued escalation of attacks against suspected drug smugglers. This is the first time multiple strikes have been announced in a single day. Hegseth posted video footage to social media showing boats exploding and in flames. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the trial has begun now in a $40 million lawsuit. It accuses a former assistant principal at an elementary school in Virginia of ignoring warnings that a six-year-old had a gun hours before the child actually shot his teacher. That particular teacher was hospitalized and eventually underwent six different surgeries. This is SRN News. Do America's pastors really understand America's families?
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
Transgenderism could be a big factor in deciding Virginia's gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Republican Winsome Earl Sears wants to keep transgenderism out of the public schools, while Democrat Abigail Spanberger has largely avoided the subject. The winner of that governor's race will likely have a lot to say about regulations covering trans youth in schools. SRN News. More young Russian men may be getting caught in the draft as the Ukraine war drags on. Here's Rich Thomason.
Russian lawmakers have endorsed a bill mandating year-round military conscription rather than just in the spring and fall. The legislation, approved by the lower house, the State Duma, turns conscription into a permanent process. Once the bill is vetted by the upper house and signed by President Vladimir Putin, it would allow draftees to be called for medical exams and other procedures at any time of the year. Rich Thomason reporting.
In Brazil, police and soldiers launching a massive raid on a drug trafficking gang in Rio de Janeiro. At least 81 suspects arrested. That operation Tuesday sparked a number of shootouts that left more than 60 gang members dead. Four police officers were also killed. More details at SRNnews.com.